The Manitoba Hydro Building in Winnipeg, Canada, is considered one of the greenest buildings in North America. But the building is not just about being green. It's also about community. That's according to sustainability advisor Tom Akerstream.
One of the design elements was to add to the urban fabric of downtown Winnipeg, and we looked at that from a number of perspectives. The first, of course, is that we're bringing 2,000 employees to downtown Winnipeg. So one of our first decisions was not to build a cafeteria inside the building and to use the local cafeterias around so that those employees would go out and then they'd enjoy downtown Winnipeg. In terms of usage I've seen, I think it was around a 300% increase in the businesses that were within a half a kilometer of the building that we located, so it really enhanced that perspective. But we also wanted to fit into the other activities, for example, the charitable donations, etc. And we looked at Europe in terms of how do you fit into a downtown, and we wanted the building to be part of downtown Winnipeg as opposed to being a building. So when you come up into the building, it's very welcoming in terms of the entry, and all architecture is very focused on the entry and the ceremony of entering a building. So you'd enter the building and become part of the downtown, and it became a very public space, and we wanted to create this seamless transition between in and out, so the windows have this low iron glass so you could literally see right through the building, and we have water features in the building, and we have trees in the building to bring that outdoor element right into the downtown, and we have a park in the south, and all of those things are used for urban activities. For example, we have a number of fundraisers in the building, we have sleigh rides in the middle of winter, and our building would form the core of where you can get hot chocolate and those types of things. There's tours in the summer of all the different buildings, walking tours, and the marshalling area again is our building where people meet because it's such a focal point of downtown Winnipeg. And in terms of the skyline, we created the solar chimney with the phase change tubes up in the top of the solar chimney, which created this iconic image for the skyline of downtown Winnipeg as well. So it contributes on a streetscape in terms of enhancing the local activities and also contributes to the skyline of the city for the urbanism.
So in this way, it means that people who have nothing to do with Manitoba Hydro, apart from perhaps buying the electricity from you, can actually use this building. They can walk through it. They can use it for functions and things like that.
Yes, it became a transportation hub. And actually, if you look at the building, cuts across diagonally across the site. One of the things that we did is had this interconnectivity between the legislative building and the downtown core, which is where all the financial center is. And it becomes a direct walkway with a lot of people walking in downtown Winnipeg. We've also got systems set up that, for people parking their bikes in the basement, for example. We have shower facilities on the second level that are extremely busy. As a matter of fact, a lot busier than we'd originally thought. So we're going to have to be expanding the shower facilities to meet the need of the downtown public. But in terms of charitable events, we use the building. We just offer it to these groups normally free of charge as a donation to the downtown. And we would have all charities, events, etc. The space can hold well over 1,000 people barrier-free. It creates a great place for having fundraisers for charities. We've had management groups meet, etc. We've had numerous international groups come to Winnipeg to see the building and to visit the downtown Winnipeg, and while they're in Winnipeg to host a activity in the building, and that all enhances the city and all enhances the activities downtown.
Now, that all makes perfect sense. You locate it where you do. You've got all your buses coming in. It's all wonderful. You've got lots of people buzzing around. Can't be great for the people inside the building when you've got all that pollution around you. So how do you cope with that?
Oh, great question. Manitoba has actually pretty clean air outside, and we're one of the areas with the largest amounts of sunlight, so we have all of these areas coming in. So the way our system is set up in terms of the orientation of the building, we use the natural wind again, getting back to the climatically responsive design. We use the natural wind to help ventilate the building, and we have a solar chimney at the north end of the building, which creates a negative pressure in the building, and it passively ventilates the building as well. But what we do is we use the natural wind to blow away all of the fumes from the intake ventilation systems, the grills that are coming in, and then we use the higher end fresh air that's coming in from a higher altitude, comes down into the building and into the system. We have a number of sensors on those systems to measure the amount of the air quality coming into the building, and to date, and we've been operating the building over 3 years, we've never needed to use the other system to filter any of the air because the air is very, very clean coming into the building. And as it circulates through it, of course, and it still remains fresh, and we just use the heat and just, we don't recirculate any of the air through the building, we just use the natural wind to ventilate through.
And you've got this kind of aeroplane wing effect with a garden below it. So what impact does that have on the air quality?
It was interesting. The building was selected because over 95% of the city is directly accessible by transit route from the north or the south of the building. Well, the south end of the building is where we bring all the fresh air into the building. So we have all of those transit buses sitting there with their fumes that could possibly be drawn into the building. Again, we created an outdoor park, and we had a modulating, a number of little hills that modulate off the park with some vegetation. So right away, that creates a turbulence in the air. As the wind brings it across the park, it creates a turbulence, and the air starts to rise. And then we have a southern facade, and there's a large prevailing wind that comes down the south, and then we've created this canopy where the air will blow into the canopy and then it'll rise up and cross the top of the park, which creates a negative pressure and draws all of the bus fumes away from the building. The other important element is that when we opened the building, 95% of the Manitoba Hydro employee took a single car vehicle to work. And now that we've been operating in the building for 3 years, I'm going to say well over 70% of those employees are now taking another form of transportation, mainly bus, but also bike and also carpooling. So it's really enhanced that from a sustainable perspective as well.
That's Tom Akerstream from the Manitoba Hydro Building in Winnipeg, Canada.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.